Hello, everybody. Welcome to It's His Story. I am your host, Barbara Culver, and I'm so glad you tuned in today. We're going to have an inviting time with the Holy Spirit tonight. He always does my podcast for me. I'm just the voice that He wants to use. And I always pray that it will glorify the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in me. You know, ever since I began to learn about podcasting, I've always had a struggle. When I began with Anchor, I knew nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean zero about podcasting. Did not even understand what a podcast was all about. But I gave it a try. And I struggled because there were things that I didn't know how to do that the Holy Spirit had to teach me how to do. And just about the time I got that figured out, and got relaxed with it, a little more confident, they come up and they sell out to Spotify, which was no big deal. And I understand that. But for me, at my age, it was a really big deal. Because that meant I was going to have to learn all this stuff over again. Now, I'm broad-minded enough to think that, yeah, life just happens, but I'm also narrow-minded enough to know that God is in control of all of it. And just about the time I was really getting comfortable recording on Spotify, had it kind of figured out, related to it, I was told I had to go and record through Riverside. And for a lot of people, that's no big deal. For me, it was a very big deal, 'cause it meant learning all over again. It did not dawn on me what I was battling until I had my stroke on Sunday night, Easter Sunday. And then it came to me, and I realized I was living out Ephesians 6, where he says, we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spirit forces of evil in the heavenly places. And it dawned on me what was taking place in my life. You see, physically, I'm unable to do most everything at my church. My husband and I do manage to set up communion, but he has to do most of that. The rest of the things that I've been used to doing, I can no longer do. But God called me to the ministry of podcasting. And the devil, he didn't like that, because my voice was being heard around the world. And he went, not having this. You're going to give up now. You're going to have to give up. Because you see, when I opened my mouth to speak Sunday night, I couldn't talk. Now, it quickly left, and I was able to speak once again. But by the next morning, it was coming back. And all the way to the hospital, to ER, I had a battle that I had to fight. That battle was with the devil, because he was determined to take my voice away from me, where there would be nothing that I could do except my devotions on Facebook. So I had to go to Ephesians 6, and I had to understand what Paul was talking about when he said, we have to stand firm. How do we do that? Well, if you'll open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, you'll see he tells us we have to find our strength in the Lord, because everything that I do for him has to come from his power. And my strength, he gives to me to be able to carry it out. And then he tells us we're to put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel. We are to put on have the shield of faith, and above all, to use the sword of the Spirit, which is, he gives us what the sword is, the Word of God. That's the only way that I could fight Satan, because you see, I knew enough in my spirit that he was trying to take me out. And I knew I had to battle with him. I can't do it under my own power. I have to have the Holy Spirit's power in me. And I have to have faith to believe that God is going to use this podcast in somebody's life tonight, so that you'll see the mighty power of the awesome God. And you too can extinguish them fiery darts that he shoots at your life. But then we have to pray. I pray a lot of times through the daytime. I'll go through my house and I said, Lord, I need your help today. That is a prayer, people. You do not have to say these long, eloquent words. All you have to say is, I need you, Jesus. And oh my goodness, I go through my house so much of the daytime saying that. But in the end, we have to persevere. You see, I have to keep working at it and keep working at it and keep working at it, so that I can know that he can send out his message to you today. This may be for you. You may be going through a very hard time in life and you don't understand it, but you're not battling flesh and blood. It's those evil cosmic powers that's coming into your life. But I had to proclaim, God's going to use my voice, because I can't use my body any longer. But he can use my voice. And you're not getting it, Satan. You are not taking my voice. God will spread this word to whomever he wants to hear it. and he will use it in their lives to see how valuable that the Word of God is for them. That they have to learn what it says and to learn how to apply that to their everyday living. And it's not easy. You really think life was easy for Jesus? His own family thought he was crazy and would have nothing to do with him until his resurrection, when it proved that he was the Son of God. The Jewish leaders were out to kill him from the time that he came out of the wilderness after being baptized. People mocked him. They made fun of him. Who do you think you are? You're just a carpenter's son. That's all you are. Well, who do you think you are today? Most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a child of the King. And he loves you so much. He died on a cross just for you. But on that cross, he said, "It is finished." Everything you need in life, he gave you at the cross. He'll supply every need that you have. And if you ask for the Holy Spirit's help, he will help you with everything that he has called you to do. I was not equipped to do podcasting. But he taught me, and he's still teaching me, because I still haven't figured out a lot of things. Even though I attended a webinar from Riverside, there's still a few things I haven't figured out. But that's okay, because you see, I have the Holy Spirit, and he knows it from the beginning to the end. It was not my time to be struck down. God began this ministry, and he will complete it until the time he says it's over. But that means to persevere, you have to just keep on keeping on. And you have to keep on standing firm in what you know to be truth. And you don't let anybody or anything deter you from that. I came home Easter Sunday night, and I did not do the podcast, simply for the fact that I was completely drained from having this stroke. I could speak, but mentally I was being challenged. And in my mind, I had to set it straight with the Word of God. And I had to know what I was fighting. And I went to bed that night, and I praised God for Resurrection Sunday. But I praised him that he was going to resurrect my voice, and he was going to use it in ways that I have no idea. Because you see, in my first year of doing podcasting, I was blown away with what he did with it. You just don't think about God using a simple, faith-loving old woman in such a majestic way. to where people around the world is listening to this. My goal is that you will open up the scriptures. Read Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10 and the rest of the chapter. And he gives you the way that you can stand firm even when you have a battle going on in your life. Until next time, bye for now.